opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Listen, this is what we've been telling him to do. Go out and make an investment, right? If he is a total, complete disaster, then not only will they be looking for a new quarterback, they'll be looking for a new coach. All the eggs are in the Brock Osweiler basket.
I love this move because you're getting somebody who's going to be a lot more polished than anybody you would draft. To me, high end, you get Joe Flacco. Low end, you get Ryan Mallett. Quit getting caught up over the money, because this isn't a kind of thing that's going to strap them cap-wise either. But you're paying $6 million at a position that every other team in the league is paying $18 million. It's time to invest in it. The Broncos were still going to pay this guy $16 million to stay, so it's not like...
Yeah, if the Broncos had paid him $16 million when you was going, oh, they're dummies. No. Ryan Tannehill will make more money next year than Brock Osweiler. So just keep things like that in mind. That's the going rate now.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real. At Jungle Fever. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you missed the first 2 hours, a lot of football talk today. And a woman sneaking a child onto a plane in a bag, and no, it does not say how she got through security. Everybody's asking me that.
She's probably carrying the baby through security and then put it in the bag when it's time to get on the plane.
Yeah, but wouldn't you have to have a ticket for it?
I don't know.
I don't know,
if it's like just a charge onto your ticket, then they probably don't worry about it until the gate.
Yeah, I don't know if... And I don't know what Turkish security is like. Bubba But No Jabroni says, what if it was a puppy monkey baby? What charge is that, smuggling a kid or an animal? That's an animal. That is not a kid. The baby part of that is, yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN. Lamont says he's calling bull bleep on that two-year-old shooting story. The recall alone, not even mentioned. It's a four-year-old, not a two-year-old. So... Texter asked, Jeff Allen upgrade over Brooks. I think at worst, it's break even, and you're saving a lot of money on it. So,
yeah. I don't think he's an upgrade, but I don't think he's a huge downgrade either.
No, I don't think you're going backwards much there. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. A couple of things on the signing today. John Elway has spoken out on Osweiler leaving. Says, we've stayed true to our philosophy of building a team with players who want to be Denver Broncos and want to be here. That's been a successful approach for us. While we did offer a very competitive and fair long-term contract to Brock, we ultimately had to remain disciplined while continuing to assemble a roster that can compete for championships. Basically, I guess at some point he quit returning their calls. The agent quit returning their calls, and he just decided he didn't want to be there anymore. Which, I guess, after maybe it was getting benched, maybe it's, hey, I've already got my ring, I need to get paid. Maybe it was a little bit of all of those things. Maybe he doesn't like Gary Kubiak. Maybe he blames him for that. Those are all possibilities, but can't blame a guy for wanting to get paid. Interestingly, this is a story from the Broncos website, and pretty much just throwing both Osweiler and Manning into the trash. Says, the Broncos won Super Bowl 50 last season despite having the second lowest team passing efficiency rating, a combined 74.3 for the regular season and postseason, 13.5 points lower than the league average of 87.8. Only the then St. Louis Rams had a worse collective quarterback rating. Considering that the Broncos won it all with suboptimal near-replacement level quarterbacking, they like their chances of remaining a contender even with modest improvement under center. Okay. Good luck,
yeah.
One might say. 713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze on a couple calls. AJ, you are on the Blitz.
Sports.
Go, sir.
Oh, I was calling to see what you guys thought about the Texans looking at Mike Wallace or Kobe Fleener. And I also heard they were looking at Walter Thurman or Tashaun Gibson. And then I don't know if you guys think about somebody who can replace, go alongside with J.J. Watt on the sideline. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Kobe Fleener's got a new deal, looks like, in New Orleans.
Yeah, he just...
a stupid deal that New Orleans will inevitably regret, and that's fine. I think something like $7, $8 million a year. I forget what you told me. As far as Mike Wallace, I don't know why everybody wants Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace was good 3 or 4 years ago and hasn't been since, and he's old now. I don't see the appeal of that guy. I mean, I guess he's a name, but
yeah.
No thanks.
Did he ask about Tashaun Gibson? He's signing with the Jags.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't keep – he has too many.
Yeah, 5-year deal for Kobe Fleener. So – and he'll probably put up numbers in that offense because every tight end does. So maybe he'll prove to be worth it, but that's an awful big contract for him. So I think at this point we'll see moving forward. There'll be some other guys available. I mean, but I wouldn't expect any more big ticket free agent signings.
No.
I think what I would expect is more reasonable bargain type guys. 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds that fake John McClain is reporting that Elway is signing Tebow? Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Chiefs fan here. Jeff Allen is a very underrated, consistent player. Very solid signing.
No, I like him. That's a good player. And he's cheaper.
Yeah. That's the big thing for me. You're getting him at half the price, and I don't think you're getting half the production.
Is it half the price? It only looked like a million or two less. I may have read the contract thing wrong.
Well,
I thought it was $7 million a year for him and $8 million a year for
overall deal. Though, is $28 million versus $40-something okay. million, so almost half the price. How's that? Let's try John. John, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey guys, sports. Hey. I was wondering, what are the odds the Texans will be able to pay DeAndre Hopkins next year now that they got this new big contract?
They're going to pay DeAndre Hopkins when the time comes.
Yeah, he will. And I think that's one of the reasons why you won't see any more big ticket numbers. And guess what? The cap will go up again next year.
Yep.
So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Just WJ says, what are the odds Matt Schaub starts 5 games for the Falcons next season? I would have said less than 5% because last year he went to a place where the quarterback never got hurt, and he wound up playing. But 5 games, I'm going to say less than 1%.
Yeah.
He might wind up starting 1 or 2. Let's do one more phone call this segment. Chris, you were on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
With free agency underway, a name that I'm not hearing floating around is Arian Foster, and I wanted to see if there's something we're missing. Is it the injury history? And then since we're doing what are the odds, I want to see what's the odds that the Texans would express interest in Robert Nimdichie. In the draft to pair up with J.J. Watt to kind of play opposite sides, and I'll hang up and listen.
The reason you're not hearing anything about Arian Foster is when he got cut, he's not even prepared right now to do football activities, which means he can't pass a physical. So there's no team who's going to sign him. He's a broken body, and it'll take a little bit of time, and eventually somebody will look at him and I'm sure he'll end up with a job somewhere, but it'll be a little bit later. That's why you're not hearing any buzz about him, because he can't even – he's not ready to be playing.
And I think you'll probably see him sign closer to the season, and it'll be somebody who gets a running back hurt and needs to take a chance. But and who knows, if he doesn't recover from this, he may not play anyway, but that's why you're not hearing it.
What was the other thing he asked about?
MDJ.
Oh, that's a guy that he's a possibility if he's around there. I like him. That would be a long-term answer at that position for when Vince Wilfork goes away. I think that's a solid replacement. I don't know. I mean, again, it just depends on what they do at 22. I think now it completely depends on who they feel they have rated the highest at a position of need. And they've got, they still have several positions of need. Offensive line's a position of need. I think you could count defensive tackle. We've talked about safety. I think pass rusher. There's a lot of them. But now they're going to be able to take the guy that they have rated the highest. And if it's Mdichi, good for them. I think he's a good player.
From Lamont, if you had to put odds on the three totaling 100%, who was Brock's move, Rick O'Brien, McNair? I'll go 50% McNair, 40% O'Brien, 10% Rick.
Okay. He seems like an O'Brien guy. He seems like a guy that O'Brien would be stoked about.
Well, he likes tall dudes who are strong.
Well, and we make fun of this all the time. I like good decision makers, accurate passers.
Just want to be a good teammates.
Yeah.
But McNair spoke out this afternoon. He says, I'm excited. I think these moves give us a chance to go a long way in the playoffs. Quarterback was our number one priority. He was the one we wanted. Said Rick said he was going to go get him, and he did. I've got to give him a lot of credit. He did a heck of a job. This is kind of interesting. If we had waited for the draft, we would have had to give up picks to move up to get a guy we wanted. We probably would have had to give up at least three picks, and that's three quality players. Now we can go into the draft and take the best player in each round. So that tells me they did think there was somebody there worth trading three picks for.
Yeah.
But on Osweiler, he said he showed he can play. Bill was familiar with him. The more you know, the less risk there is. I think quarterbacks around the league see what a good job O'Brien has done coaching our quarterbacks the last 2 years. I definitely think it influences players. This is a fresh start for him. And then on Lamar Miller, he said, he tore us up. He's tremendous. He's got tremendous speed. He's got the speed we're looking for. He's a good receiver, too. We're very pleased to get him. Overall, I couldn't be more excited today. So that's your owner. He seems happy.
Very excited.
I think he's doing fine. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. All right. We need to get you guys lined up. Here's what we're going to do today. If you want to win a $50 gift card to enjoy dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646, they have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's also always a special theme night happening. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. Get on hold. Hold on through the break at 713-780-3776. With your best non-Texans, what are the odds?
Uh-oh. Changing it up.
Yep, we're changing it up. We're going to play.
This is going to be very difficult for people today.
I know it is, but I want your best non-Texans, what are the odds?
Because y'all hate the Texans.
That's right, we do. We've only been talking about them for 2 hours and 15 freaking minutes. So anyway.
Sunday at 9.
Yeah.
Thanks, John. Sunday at 9. What's happening Sunday at 9?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Whatever you're playing in there is happening Sunday at 9. What is it?
I think we've shaken Jong up a little bit. He's off his game today.
He's having a rough day.
There's a traffic problem and everything else. Anyway, whoever Jong judges as the best gets the $50 gift card. So we will discuss when we return. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. This What Are the Odds segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Here's how this is going to work. We're going to zip through your What Are the Odds, non-Texans related, and whoever has the best one, judged by Jong Lee. So hang on after we go to you, unless we tell you that has no chance of winning, which we...
We'll be blatantly honest.
Yeah, but hang on, because if you win, you're going to get a $50 gift card to enjoy dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and 646. The best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out at thelube.com. And let's go right down the list. Kirby, you get to lead it off. What's up, Kirby?
Hey, guys. Hey, what are the odds that the Houston Cougars win a championship before any other team in Houston?
A championship? Well, they just won a AAC championship. Does that count?
No.
It probably means a national championship.
It's not going to happen.
No, I'm going to say less than 1%. Cody.
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that Carlos Correa's home run tally covers the Houston Astros win margin?
Huh?
Home like run tally. Games over 500? Is that what he's talking about?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
You know what? John, do you have any clue what he's talking about?
No. Do you want to explain yourself?
Oh, he's still on. Okay.
So what are the odds that Carlos Correa's home run tally will be over the amount of wins to losses? So say 30.
Okay. So how many? The game's over 500 is what he's talking about. Carlos Correa's home run total will be higher.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
He's going to hit 20-something home runs. I kind of doubt that the Astros win... That they're 20 games over 500.
No, they're not going to be 20 games over 500. Sam, you are on the blitz.
What are the odds that the Giants will be a legitimate contender in the NFC with the signings they did today and to complement that offense? I love you, John.
Love you, John.
Wow. I like what the Giants did today. I need to see how they draft, but...
Yeah.
They made themselves a better football team today. They also spent a lot of money, but they had room to spend too. So I'll go 20% chance that they're significantly better than last year.
Giants are always one of those teams that I have high expectations for, but I don't know what they're, you know, it's going to take a while for me to figure out what the Giants are without Tom Coughlin.
Right. Steven, next up.
Hey, sports guys, what are the odds the Cowboys bring back Greg Hardy next year and he gets 10-plus sacks?
It sounds like about 0% that the Cowboys bring him back, that Greg Hardy gets – I'll go 5% the Cowboys bring him back, that he gets 10 sacks somewhere. I'll go 30%.
Okay. I would say it seems like if the Cowboys don't get some of the other players they're looking at, they might bring him back. So I'll go a little higher there, 10%, but I'll go lower on the 10 sacks. I'll go – because I don't think he's the same player. I think the year off hurt him. I'll go 15% on that. Okay. Daniel.
What are the odds Barry Warner gets another scoop correct the rest of this year?
What are the odds at what?
Barry Warner gets another scoop correct the rest of this year.
Boy.
Well, let's see. He's 50-50 on them now, right, John, that we know of? So... And that's over a two-year time, a year and a half time span. I'll go 8%.
Yeah.
Cody, you're up next.
What's going on, guys?
Sports.
What are the odds you or Fred runs into a small stuttering person?
That's a difficult combo to run into.
Yeah.
I run into both regularly, but...
Yeah. There's to find that's a pretty small percentage.
A pair, yeah.
To technically be under the height that you have to be, I'm going to go with 4.9%.
Yeah.
Francis, up next.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, what are the odds that the Celtics stop LeBron James from going to another finals?
I mean, the Celtics are good. I have a feeling that LeBron is going to turn things up in the playoffs. I feel like maybe he's employing his own Greg Popovich strategy and sort of saving it. If I'm wrong, then you know they probably aren't going to go to the finals. But I have a feeling he's saving some and he'll be there. But I can't picture the Celtics beating them in a 7-game series. I just think that they're too good.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to it. They're going to the Cavaliers are going to come out of the East. Matthew, you're next.
Sports to you, gentlemen.
Sports to you, sir.
So my question is, what are the odds that by the end of their respective seasons, the Dynamo have a higher winning percentage than the Rockets?
Oh, I don't know what the Dynamo are going to be.
They can't answer that. They look more interesting this year in terms of offense, but. I think I'd go Dynamo 52-48 because I still think the Rockets are going to wind up with a losing record.
Okay.
And I think the Dynamo are going to be right around 500. And one more, Michael, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, what's up, guys? So what are the odds that in 2 days, Peyton Manning gets offered a one-year, $20 million deal, $15 million guaranteed with the current market out there today to entice him, like, you know, kind of a Jordan-esque player coming back for 1 year to see if he's got it, pull a Favre?
I don't think
so. For that kind of money, 0%.
Yeah.
I could see if the Broncos strike out on everything they call and say, hey, how about 1 year, $12
million? But, I mean, at this, I mean, seeing what you saw out of him last year, that doesn't even make sense to
no,
me.
No,
I think the Broncos are happy that he walked away that way.
Yeah, they didn't want to have to deal with that again. All right, that was not the strongest collection of competitors that we've had.
I'd probably give it to Francis with the Celtics question. I don't know.
Francis,
congratulations. You have won a $50 gift card to enjoy dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and 646. And Francis just hung up.
Oh, Francis.
Francis, you just hung up. You want a gift card.
Do you want the Giants question or do you want the Dynamo question?
Let's do the Dynamo question. Right. That was a better one. Okay, Matthew, congratulations. You win a $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces, TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it online at thelube.com. Blair asks, what are the odds Osweiler is the next Papa John's spokesman, recent events considered? That would make some sense. When I go to get late-night greasy pizza and have to get into altercations with people, I like to go to Papa John's. I could see that. What are the odds Barry Bonds gets in the Baseball Hall of Fame before AJ gets in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Ooh.
That's a good one. See, you should have called with that one. That would have won.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think they look at me as Hall of Fame material. If it's anything like the NFL Hall of Fame, they're not going to look at me as Hall of Fame worthy.
What are the odds the lady dancing naked on 290 was one of Fred's estranged ex-wives?
You ever smash that, Fred?
I know I'm a disgusting troll, but I tend to do better than that. I'll kick my coverage a lot. That's
as long as you're not doing worse than that.
No, I'm not doing anything close to that. So, I mean that wasn't even a one. That was just disgusting. So no, of course, yeah, you could argue that she used to be attractive, and then after losing me, she let herself go because that happens. Yeah, just saying. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, speaking of ESPN, they graded the free agent signings based on how much money was given for the quality of the player.
Uh-huh.
Want to see how close you can guess to the grades they gave him?
Okay.
Olivier Vernon, Giants, $85 million, 52.5 guaranteed, 5 years. Pretty close to what J.J. Watt got.
I guess they'll give that probably about a C.
They give it a B. I'm with you. I would go lower on that. Damon Harrison, who signed with the Giants also, five-year, $46 million deal, $23 million guaranteed. They give them a
C minus.
C. Very close. Brock Osweiler, we already know about, but what grade do you think they gave him for that?
B minus.
B plus.
Okay.
You're in your ballpark so far here. George Iloka to the Bengals. keeping their own guy.
Yeah.
His was $30 million. Only guarantees $5 million.
How many years?
5 years. Base salary's under five. I think that's an A.
That's an A-minus for me.
That's an A for me, but they give him a B-plus.
Okay.
Brandon Brooks to the Eagles for $40 million, $8 million a year.
C.
They give them a B-plus for that. They love Brandon Brooks. Chase Daniel to the Eagles. $22 million that they guaranteed Bradford. So Daniel gets a three-year $21 million deal with $12 million guaranteed for presumably a backup quarterback.
C.
C-plus, they say. Lamar Miller to the Texans with $26 million for a four-year deal.
Based on what I saw Doug Martin get today, I might go with like a C.
B-plus is what they give it.
I feel like either Lamar Miller was too expensive or Doug Martin was too cheap.
It's interesting what they think of Martin because they say a year ago they were so disinterested that they passed on giving him a fifth-year option.
Right, and then he balled out.
Which would have been $5.6 million. So now they gave him a five-year $35.8 million deal with $15 million guaranteed. One of the bigger contracts in football for a running back. So their grade for him is a D+.
Weird.
So that is... it's still significantly more than what Lamar Miller got. But here's the one that I like the best of all the signings, even though I know he's been hurt the last couple of years. 5 year deal, averaging $9.5 million per season for Alex Mack to the Falcons. What would you give that?
B+.
They give it a B. I would have given that an A- at least. I like that signing. I think that's, you know, if you're going to pay a center that much money, that's the guy to pay. They also do the trades, which were kind of goofy. But how about Marvin Jones to the Lions? $8 million per year for Marvin Jones.
I'll go C-.
They give it a C.
Okay.
Travis Benjamin to the Chargers, $6 million per year. They basically... His first 3 years in the league, he wasn't very good. But last year, he had a pretty good year.
He's $6 million a year?
Yeah.
That's probably a C+.
C-.
Okay.
Close enough. Ben Jones to the Titans for 4 years. They only had to guarantee him 7.5. It really wasn't that big of a deal.
I mean, but he's not. I'll give it a B.
Yeah, B+, they give it. They're higher on Jones and Brooks than I think people here who've watched him play. Giants re-signing Jason Pierre-Paul to a one-year deal.
What was the number on him?
It was... Doesn't have the total.
There's so many variables there. I don't know. I think that they're happy they got him.
I think he makes $1 million per finger. So, B+. Janoris Jenkins to the Giants, which makes him the second highest paid cover corner in football at more than $12 million a year.
I'll go C+.
That's exactly what they have. Here's one that I don't get. Dwayne Allen, $29.4 million deal. It says it looks like an overpay at first. They give him a B.
Okay.
That seems pretty high.
It's nice. Too high for me.
Just a couple others. Malik Jackson to the Jaguars. They give a B for that one. Chris Ivory, who you seem to think is one of the great players in football.
I do like him.
3 year deal averaging in excess of $6 million per year. It's a guy with a lot of mileage. They give it a D+.
Yeah, it's. I'd prefer to have a Lamar Miller, but Chris Ivory ran really well last year.
Yeah, but he ran pretty well for a team that.
He went to a place where it's not. I mean, he's gonna be useless, but that's the deal. If you sign with Jacksonville, you get a lot of money and you'll suck. The trade-off.
Roberto says on Twitter that Ian Rappaport tweeted the Rams tendered Case Keenum at a first-round level with the Broncos lurking.
Dude, I would have... Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I live in a bizarro world where I'm the one who thinks that Case Keenum's not that good, and he really is. And what I've seen has just been... I'm not understanding. I don't get it.
That's... Squeeze on one more phone call here. to close out the day with the phone calls. Jose, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
How you doing?
Hey, doing sports.
Yeah, man, I was wondering, is there what are the odds that we can trade Brian Hoyer for anything like late round draft pick? And would the Texans have to cover any kind of cap for him next year?
I don't think there's any dead money if they do cut him, but I don't think there's much of a trade market for him either.
I think I might hold on to him for a couple weeks here and see, because they managed to get seventh round picks for guys like Case Keenum and Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I might look and see who's in the market. If the Jets lose Fitzpatrick, I might actually be interested in Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything more than a seventh round pick. I mean, that's pretty much what they've gotten for all these guys, Matt Schaub. But if you cut Brian Hoyer right now, there's no dead money, and you save $4.859 million. If you trade him, same thing. So that would make some sense. Shop him around, and if somebody gives you a seventh-round pick for him, great. If not, you wind up cutting him.
Yep.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. Your Rockets are playing the 76ers tonight, so they should win. So is your one Rockets comment for the day.
They are playing the 76ers, down six at the end of the first quarter.
Of course they
by
are.
By the way.
Of course.
I haven't tallied the turnovers yet, but let's go with 3 for Harden, 2 for Beverly, 1 for Terry. So 6 turnovers in the first quarter.
Against the 76ers.
Against the 76ers.
I'm so...
Thank you, John.
Yeah, I'm so...
Shame.
You all right today, John?
Yeah, I'm good.
What did you not eat your third or fourth meal of the day?
No, I did. I just forgot that music was playing under that pot. All right. So.
Did you drink today without telling us?
No, I'm
you
good.
You need a day off?
No, I'm good.
All right. Just want to make sure. So... 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Apparently the Bengals are going to keep Adam Jones now. So
not really a surprise to me. Dude can play, man.
And that's where he belongs, frankly.
Yeah.
Because
it's a mess for them, but nobody else really needs to deal with that mess.
Yeah. I'll be real curious to see what the Broncos do at quarterback now. And
I told you before the show started, I think Fitzpatrick is their best option. If I were them, I'd make a big push for him. And the Jets seem lenient to pay that money. If I'm the Broncos, I'd offer the same money that you were just offering Osweiler. If it takes $15-16 million a year, I'd do a 2-year deal for that. And that way it buys you a couple years until you've got to worry about it. You know, draft a guy this year and start grooming him. And that'd be my move.
Of course, you're drafting last in the first round.
Yeah, man. But hell, I mean, you could get a Paxton Lynch there. You could move up a couple spots and get a Paxton Lynch.
Yeah.
Or you get a Connor Cook and start developing him.
Yeah.
Although typically Kubiak, as we know, he prefers to have a guy who's a little bit more mobile. But he did all right with Matt Schaub, who's not mobile at all.
No, but he's never been one to draft young quarterbacks anyway, really.
True.
So... But I think Elway's going to be – well, one of the reasons they were successful is Elway's kind of standing over his shoulder telling him, hey, do this. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we will celebrate those who passed away.
Rest in peace.
Indeed. It's deaths. Coming up on The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall.
And we're back. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Also, Hustle Town with Craig Shelton and Jason Braddock coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. So tune in. I'm sure they'll be talking a lot about the Texans. Real quickly before we get to deaths, Jay asked on Twitter, what are the odds a Raiders signing will play out? Well, I'm always nervous about signing guys off that Seahawks defense. But having said that, I think he's a good fit for them.
Yeah.
So I like what the Raiders have been doing. That might be one of my surprise picks next year, depending on what happens in the draft. All right. Let us celebrate those who have passed away. This is how we end the show every Wednesday with famous deaths. And we'll start with Pee Wee King, American country music songwriter and musician.
That's a made-up name.
Died in 2000.
That's not on his birth certificate. I'm almost positive.
Well, he's not related to Pee Wee Herman, so. 1988, Andy Gibb, singer, does have a heart infection at the age of 30. That is not a good run.
That's an unusually short run.
Speaking of, well, musicians, but
do you want to know what Pee Wee King's real name was? What?
Yeah.
Julius Frank Anthony Kuczynski.
Yeah, I'd go with Pee Wee King. 1973, Ron Pigpen McKernan from The Grateful Dead died at 27.
Bunch of youngsters.
Yeah. Our sports guys, Kirby Puckett,
2006,
dead at 45. 1998, Ray Nitschke, dead at 61. That's still too young. 1987.
You say that because you're close.
I'm 10 years away. That's not close.
John, you remember like...
No, I'm depressed.
You remember when Fred was like 47 and he was like still talking about he's in his mid-40s? And now he's like, I'm not close. I'm not even close. It sneaks up
on
you, bro.
Still early 50. I know it sneaks up. Death is following me. That's why we do
this.
As
it should.
And it shouldn't follow me.
It's got to be ready for you.
No, it needs to go jump on some other people and leave me the hell alone. Anyway, Woody Hayes in 1987 made it to 74. That's a good run. 1930, one of your favorite presidents, William Howard Taft, 72 years old.
He's no Millard Fillmore, but he's all right.
Well, speaking of Millard Fillmore, 1874, dead at 74 years old. 1913, Harriet Tubman of the Underground Railroad, 93 years old.
That's a good run.
In 1913, 93 is a hell of a run. And 161, Antoninus Pius, also known as Titus Aurelius, Emperor of Rome, dead at 74.
He was a good Emperor of Rome.
I called him Titus. 1724.
I called him Titus.
No, that was his what? No, never mind. Let's do popes. 1724, Innocent the Eighth, also known as Michelangelo di Conte.
Michelangelo di Conte.
604, Gregory I, the Great Pope.
The Great Pope.
Dead at 64. 483, Simplicius.
Simplicius.
Italian Pope. And 417, Innocent I.
Innocente.
I like call him innocent. He died. It doesn't have an age for him. All right, let's move on to... Miscellaneous? No, those aren't very good either. Let's go to our best deaths. 322, one of the great minds of all time and my second favorite philosopher, Aristotle, passed away. That was 322 BC.
I just called him Stottle. Miss you, Stottle.
I called him Ari. Yeah, we used to hang out.
Ari?
Yeah. 1836.
Oh. May they rest in
Jim
peace.
Jim Bowie, Davy Crockett. That was from the Battle of the Alamo.
William Travis.
I don't know if he
respect.
Was
yep,
he on was. That day, too?
Yep.
Okay. 1945, Anne Frank, who wrote the Diary of Anne Frank. She was killed in a camp at the age of 15.
That's not a good run.
No, 15's not a good run. Neither is 24. 1997.
No. Notorious. Do you even know Notorious?
I'm vaguely familiar with it.
Oh, God. You are old. That's how you know you're old. No, that's how you know you're close to death.
No, it's not that I'm old. It's just that's never been something. Anyway. 1999, Joe DiMaggio. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
Yep.
Probably have gone to hell. So, 1999, Stanley Kubrick. Clockwork Orange.
One of my favorites.
Space Odyssey and...
Full Metal Jacket.
Didn't he bang a 15-year-old or something?
No, that's some other guy.
Oh, never mind. He was gay. Okay.
sir.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't remember. Anyway, finally, 2016, Nancy Reagan, dead at 94. That's a great run. She was born Anne Frances Robbins,
the oral pleasure queen of Hollywood, as we discussed yesterday. Yeah. Big deal on Facebook and social media.
Really?
President Obama is not going to the funeral of Nancy Reagan, even though, like, the last five former first ladies that have died, the sitting president didn't go, the first lady went. So it's just kind of standard operating. But, yeah, it's a big deal, apparently.
I think I would go.
I wouldn't. You think Obama and Nancy Reagan are, like, buddies? They don't even know each other.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Plus, he's got stuff going on at South by Southwest. He wants to go hang out in Austin for the weekend.
I mean, yeah, I'd prefer Austin, but... Okay, what was it about? I'm trying to find out what the hell it was about Stanley Kubrick that.
I think you're just trying to poo poo his name.
No, I'm not.
Junior Mafia. John, what grade were you in when Biggie died?
What year was that again? 1997. I was in seventh grade. Ugh.
All right. Makes me feel a little bit old.
But I did see it on TV that he got shot, so I do remember it.
Okay.
And Tupac, so.
All right. That's
there were a lot of people who cried when Tupac died at my school. I didn't cry about that one, but I was bummed. More people cried about Selena when Selena died, and I got beat up for making fun
of
it.
I remember the story.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank John Lee. Decent job today. AJ Hoffman, good job. That was okay today. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got thuggin' out by the tree. I love it when you call me Big Pop.
ESPN 97.5.